That's fine.
Tell me what you want. I thought you was gonna join in.
Tell me what you want.
I'm in it, right?
What up?
What's going on, y'all?
Y'all ready to get this cracking?
Let's do it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh, shoot. Clapped. You got it, though. You got it.
I was about to clap with you, though, and then I was like,
I'm just do that.
Crack right now.
What's up, y'all? What's up? Welcome back to Let's Make Out Podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am one of your hosts, Chad, a.k.a. Babe, and it's my beautiful wife, and the other host, Gabrielle, a.k.a. Gabe.
You don't let me say my own name?
Gabrielle, a.k.a. Gabe.
Like, what? I was like ready to
you
like,
were, but that's why I was looking on the camera, and that's why I kept going, because you were like, so I wanted to keep going.
I was just waiting for my moment. I'm Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
Yeah, they know that I said that.
I cannot say
I already told them.
Already, this is about to be a situation.
I already told
them. I keep looking at myself in the mirror.
Stop. In the mirror?
Not the mirror, but in the viewfinder, because I feel
beautiful.
Very... I don't know what the term is.
She has makeup on her face. It's not the makeup that she would normally do.
I normally put nothing under my eyes. So every time I get my makeup done, if I'm in a photo shoot or a commercial or whatever, they do the most with my eyes. They conceal the heck out of my eyes, and I'm not a concealer.
She has big, beautiful eyes anyways, in my opinion.
I just feel like my eyes look really Asian-esque.
When they do your makeup, it's like they mute your eyes.
Well, I think they just get rid of the bags that I have. I have, like, hereditary bags. Like, the bags under my eyes, the shits don't go away. Like, they just don't go away.
You're beautiful.
So, I think they try to mute them a bit. But I just keep looking at myself in the viewfinder. Sorry, y'all, because it catches me off guard. Like, I look strange. I look different?
You always look different whenever somebody else does your...
Like, a bad different?
No, you're still beautiful.
Because I thought it was cute earlier outside.
No,
and
you're
then when I came in, it just looks a little different.
No, you're still beautiful, but it's not the way you would do your makeup.
Well, yeah, I don't do my makeup like this. I don't conceal under my eyes.
Exactly. You don't... Like, so, you make your eyes pop more. It's like they mute it more.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they never have they never have good mascara either. Like, I use the right mascara to make my eyelashes super long. Mm-hmm. I feel like the makeup artists, like, they don't care about that. They just put on, if they're not putting on lashes, they just put on.
I told her she did a photo shoot for a big company, and I was saying that it's because they didn't want you to look too good,
because
then the CEO would be like, hang on, you're making us look bad now. You're making us look bad now. So can't use her pictures.
They better use all them pictures. It was so funny, too. I was, like, holding different things and then acting like I was holding things and then acting like I was in a cart holding on to... It was really
interesting. In a cart? Acting like you were holding
on? Yeah, like a shopping cart.
You got in a shopping cart?
Going through the air. So I was, like, looking up and holding on to the shopping cart. If you're listening to this podcast, you're missing all my good hand motions right now. So you might want to come over to YouTube and watch us at Let's Make Out Podcast. But
because I'm...
It was interesting. I was, like, holding a pan or, like, taking things out of the oven. It was very...
That didn't even make sense for this company. I'm confused.
I have absolutely no idea what they're doing with it.
But confused.
They had, like, examples that they were showing, so I can
so
see
confused.
The vision, but I'm interested to see it all come together.
Me too. I'm very interested.
I was like, I was on my knees. Like, I was not like that.
Girl.
I think your reaction is what made me laugh so bad.
Girl.
I wasn't on my knees. Not like that.
Oh, I know it wasn't like that, Shawty. You ain't even that type of girl.
Not that I'm not that type
of girl.
No,
no, no. No, outside of your marriage.
Right. Like, I'm not gets down now.
No, no.
Hold on,
outside of the marriage, you're not that type of girl. Inside the marriage, though. Knees are weathered, Johnny.
What's going on today? Okay. God. I think we just need a pause for the call.
Let's do it.
And cue the music.
Okay. All right.
Oh, All right, you guys.
What's up?
So what has been going on? It legit has been like, I feel like 3 days since we did this the last time because we was late as hell last week.
We were. So. But we on time today, though.
So
it's all right.
It hasn't even been a full week since we filmed the last podcast. So what happened over the weekend, basically?
Jinx, Gabrielle. let me see.
We unpacked a little.
The kitchen is Gabrielle finished off the last part of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then I did the front room.
Yeah.
So the front room and the kitchen are pretty done. Might have a few straggling boxes here and there.
I think I want to tackle the playroom next. I'd like to get downstairs done. Like the common area. Absolutely. A lot of folks aren't coming upstairs. Speaking of, is the contractor coming today?
Yeah.
What time?
Like 4:30.
Oh, okay. We got a contractor coming to look at our master bathroom. And I was just thinking about that. Like, it's a mess in here.
And that's fine because he knows that we just moved it back in our house because we had.
True. Anyway. Yeah, so the playroom is next. So we can tackle the common areas downstairs and kind of get that done. That's my goal for this week.
We're
trying to take it slow. I'm not trying to do all the things all the time. We still got work to do. We still got living to do. Yeah. So.
And I mean, it's fine too because like we want to declutter as we go. So like all these boxes that have clothes in it, like we're gonna go through each piece and see if it even is the right size. If it's not, it's gonna go right into a giveaway pile.
Most of the kids' clothes is too small.
Exactly. So I don't want to just like put everything up in drawers just to get the boxes gone, just to go through the drawers again. It doesn't make any sense. So we're gonna take our time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I my office is coming together. I got my desk up there. She helped me get the desk up. I came dragging it up from the basement. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, because I got up one flight of stairs without you. So
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You could have just been like, hey, babe, can you help me? Two is always better than one.
I know, but I'm just trying to.
I ain't weak, shawty. I got muscles.
You do got muscles. I know, girl. Hell, that's what I'm saying, baby. Don't play now. Don't play now.
Anyway, let's see what else has happened.
I got the TV in the office. In my office, going to get mounted next week. Got that
scheduled.
Got that scheduled.
Oh, you didn't tell me you got a schedule. You ready? He fancy. He finna have a TV in his office.
Oh, yeah.
Who got a TV in their office? I don't have a TV in my office.
You never asked
I don't
for
even
TV.
Have a. I don't have a place to put a TV you if don't. I wanted to. Like, I wouldn't mount it, but I don't even have an empty.
You could put one wall. Like in the little corner right there.
By the window,
mm-hmm. If you wanted to, but you don't watch. You don't go in there watch TV. Like,
no, I mean the Mac is big enough to be a TV.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she's got a 27 inch Mac screen.
Right, I can just watch it on the Mac.
When she really want to watch something, but yeah, for me,
I'm about to be in your office, shouting.
Oh, I'm excited because it's coming. I mean, because it's nice. I got the couch like where I want the futon in the corner there.
Yeah, I'm gonna come and bring my laptop and cozy on up in bed.
You can because you can sit on the couch up against the wall and
together.
Absolutely, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. So.
I'm excited for you to stop working at the kitchen table.
Me too. I'm very excited about that.
It's a mess.
What's well, I mean? Because
he
not
keeps
mess,
all his
mess.
Little office stuff. There.
I do, but it's like,
like, can you at least put it in a drawer when you finish? Like, no. This is where we sit and eat.
But I'm like working all day.
Yeah.
So there, I can just keep it on my desk and then be good
that's
to go.
Exciting.
But yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys gonna get the new Apple, the new iPhone? We were just watching this before we started. Am I the only one that's tired of Apple taking my money? Like, literally, I'm done. I say that.
Yeah, she not done. We about to switch to Verizon, though, I tell you that.
Man, because...
Hashtag not sponsored.
We've been struggling with our company, so...
And now they...
I don't know. Are y'all going to get to 12? We stopped listening because we had to film this, so I didn't hear anything but the first.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are different models or
I think there's going to be like a 12 plus and a...
I'll probably wait for the 13. I got the 10. Or do I have the 11?
It's 11. We have the 11. It's 11 Pro.
Oh, okay.
Or 11.
When I got the 10, I said I was going to keep the 10 and I wasn't going to upgrade. And then what happened? The 11 came and I was like.
Yeah. The reason I like the 12 is because it has the same hard edges like the new iPads do. So it's got like the squared off edges.
What difference do I make? Hard edge, rounded edge, soft edge. What difference
do I make? Like Play-Doh sides? It's just
anyway, so I just want to know, are you guys upgrading? Let me know.
Yeah, well, here's what I want to know. Have you tried Hydrant? Because we told you about Hydrant last week.
Right. Did y'all go try
them? Did y'all go try them?
If not, okay. I still got time.
You still got time. So, drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle. You guys know that we're always trying to drink water. It's coffee and water for us. That's like our two. But Drinking enough water increases your brain power and boosts your productivity, prevents headaches, increases your focus. I know y'all have had some headaches before, and it's because you're dehydrated. Yes. Like, I'm telling you, it's imperative.
You're drinking your water.
Yes, it improves your skin and your mood. So if you got a booty mood out there right now, drink some water, okay? Drink you some hydrant.
Water on it,
drink some hydrant, okay? It helps your digestion and gives you energy. It prevents bad breath. See, if you got stinky breath and a booty mood.
Well, thank God you got masks now. You got stinky breath.
That's true. Prevents bad breath, and it can even help you lose weight. So Hydrant, they created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you can mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly and keeps you going for longer. Each rapid hydration mix has the four essential electrolytes your body needs, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and it packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. And Hydrant is backed by research. The formula is developed by an Oxford scientist. So made with a real fruit juice powder, it's delicious and refreshing and comes in a variety of flavors, including new keto-friendly lemonade and pink grapefruit with no added sugar, only 2 grams of carbs. Fruit Punch is the one that I want to try. We've got a pack, and I continually keep trying to open it. It's packed up somewhere. I'm going to try it as soon as we get unpacped. But yeah, I think that one's going to be really good. But they also have like Blood Orange, which I'm super excited to try. Right, so I feel like that one's probably gonna be really, really good. And they also have like a ton of other flavors too, though. Like there's a ton of flavors. Hydrant just introduced its new immunity line, available in either lemon ginger or hot apple cider.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's the one that sounds good to me. 1,000+ milligrams of vitamin C, plus B6, B12, and D, essential vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes with ginger and zinc. So you can strengthen your routine no matter the season. It's total immune support. So that's definitely nice. Plus, it's backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. Hydrant starts at just $1 a packet for a 30-day supply. Save even more with monthly subscription. So we got a special deal for you guys. You can check down the description box below or the show notes, whether you're watching or listening, and you can get 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/LMO and enter our promo code LMO at checkout. That's drinkhydrant, drinkhydrant.com/LMO and enter our promo code LMO for 25% off your first order. So we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Hydrant, where water meets wellness.
Get you some.
Yes, get you some, y'all.
All right, let's hop into these questions. Shout out to everybody who reminded me that it was from the YouTube. I think it's like Emmanuel and Philip, or I can't remember.
Oh, asking all these questions.
Asking all these questions. That's exactly right, where I got it from. So thank y'all for letting me know. I am over this book, but where are the rest of the books?
Somewhere.
We are so over these books. Over them. Don't be rubbing on my leg.
I love when she wears these jeans with her leg, when there's cutouts.
Those jeans. I live for cutout jeans. Like, they are my favorite.
I live for them, too, because I get to touch her skin.
I love them. Are you going to give me a number?
Oh, 220.
Or what?
Or nah.
220.
Stop.
What famous person's life story do you think every adult should know about? That's a good question for you. I feel like you read a lot of.
I mean, that's a great. There's so many. Jeez, this is tough. I mean, some of my favorite stories would probably be. Man, this is tough.
So many, you can't even choose.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many. I would say, like, I think The Rock's story, like, and his is a current, he's currently very, obviously very popular, but he's the most followed and watched, I think, man in the world on social media. He has like over 200 million Instagram followers.
Does he really?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, like he's.
Don't follow him.
Yeah, like what he's done in his what he's doing now to compare to what he did, you know, starting out, went to play football, you know, his dad was famous as a wrestler, but he...
I never knew that either.
Yeah, his dad, Rocky Johnson. He tried to play football. He played for the University of Miami, and then went to the NFL, but didn't... Yeah. Just didn't make it. Yeah, so, like, just his whole story is very...
So, he started in football, and then he transitioned to wrestling.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything that he's doing. And then everything he's doing. Like, that's a heck of a career, man.
But, yeah,
like,
just the... Yeah, just his whole career and, like, his story is just very inspiring. I think that people need to have inspiring stories to hear.
Yeah.
Right? Because, but then obviously there's the people that you need to know of, you know, I mean, important people in, like, the civil rights movement, you know, important people in, you know, like, in American, you know, like, war history, you know, like, there was important... You know, when it comes to, like, you know, the world wars and Vietnam, like, just things that...
People in different areas.
People in different... There's so many different things that you know, that... I love history in general. So, I think that, I can't even name all... I mean, there's sport athletes. I can name athletes all day.
Yeah. Okay, great. I think you answered the question.
Okay. But maybe I didn't answer. So, let me keep going. Yeah.
No, feel free to keep going.
No, yeah. I mean, there's feel so many. No, we're good. I'm good. I could go all day.
He literally could go all day. History was your favorite subject, right?
Thank you, Shawty.
That too.
But not joke, though.
Did you say but not you know, a joke? Like a dun, dun, like a oh, joke. Yeah. No, but for real. Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I'm keeping moving. You ready?
I asked you if history was your favorite subject in school. No, I feel like it was.
I hated school in general, but... I didn't.
I feel like you know a whole lot of like, where did you get all of this knowledge from?
I think I liked history more as I got
older.
Joined the army when I started traveling the world a little bit. I think I started learning more about history. I think I always liked history. I just didn't like school.
Because I feel like stuff would be coming up, or Chad will ask about something. I'd be like, honey, I don't even know. History was my least favorite subject. And Chad be like, you don't know that? Why would I know that? I did not pay attention in history. It was my least favorite.
Yeah, I think that my favorite stuff is probably like World War II stories. Mm. Yeah, World War II stories are probably my favorite because, like, I mean, there's just countless. I mean, you can count the movies. There's so many movies that have been made based on stories.
Oh, I see.
I think history. I mean, I love history. History would probably, if I was ever going to be like a professor somewhere,
it'd be a history.
I would never be a teacher at a school. Like, I'd be a professor at a college. Simple as that.
And there's still a teacher at the end of the day. There's still a teacher.
I know. What I mean is, okay, I would never be a teacher or a professor at a high school or below.
Oh, like just because the age, you would prefer to have college
students. I would prefer to have college students. Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes a certain amount of pay. First of all, to be a teacher, period.
To be a teacher. I appreciate all y'all do.
Man.
But to deal with high school kids.
And they attitudes, middle school kids. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like one thing, because even like elementary kids, like, it's just the patience. It just requires a different set of patience for whatever grade you can think of.
That's why you're like, appreciated. Ooh, that's why you're very appreciated if you're a teacher.
Yeah. You are appreciated.
Yeah, because that's why if I do college... You're not gonna act too crazy.
Yeah, I think.
Like you might act crazy, but guess what? You jeopardizing your, you know, you act too crazy.
It's on you. Yeah.
It's on you. It's like on you're jeopardizing, you know,
your future
a lot, right? So you're not gonna act too crazy. You might be act up, have some, which is cool. That's fine. But
yeah, the stakes are higher. It's different.
The stakes are higher when you're when you're in college, right? Versus in high school. Even seniors sometimes don't understand the ramifications of, you know, because I didn't. I knew I was going to join the army and that was it. I didn't understand that, you know, that maybe I could have went to college right out of high school
if you had better grades.
If I had better grades. I could have gotten to a college with my grades, but it wouldn't have been a college that I would have wanted to go to. Right. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20 and I'm glad that I went the path that I did. But, that's why I think I would pick... You know, a college professor. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That's right. That'd be cool. I could do that. I could see myself doing that.
Professor Raider, could you tutor me?
Of course I can.
After class.
Of course I can. Of course I can, Gabriel.
Anyway.
Man, we got to end this podcast, y'all.
Whatever.
It's getting hot and heavy.
Okay. It's getting hot in here. So kick off.
Okay.
Don't do that, though.
All right. All right. Which page?
Oh. I've been tired of coming up with page numbers.
Okay, I got one.
You just gonna pick my page? Stop. You don't get to pick my page.
What is the most draining aspect of parenthood?
Oof. What is the most draining aspect of parenthood? Oh, I think that's a good question, but I don't know that I have an answer. Draining. I don't know.
I would say that it's
just a lot.
I can give you my answer.
I think just the constant, like, being on the constant mommy this, mommy what is this, mommy can I have this, can I do this, like it literally sometimes just gets really old, like can I just have a break, like can you just give me like an hour where you don't say mommy,
but you don't get it,
you don't, like,
but in the same time it's like you don't want it either though.
No, you don't, like you some moments you do but it's ooh, it's a lot.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a quick like a quick 5 minute like go in the bathroom time and out. You know,
can you go ask your dad? That's when I'm like, ask your dad.
Yeah,
I literally don't have the brain capacity to answer you right now, just go.
It's
ask
so
your
funny
dad.
it's like
it's the worst when he's like, I already asked him. he sent me to you.
That's hilarious because I do it too. I think it's like one of those things where it's like it's the joy of being a parent, right? Yeah. Like it's you. I mean, you love that these little beings count on you for everything.
Yeah,
you know. But then sometimes you like, let me just sit for a second. Mm-hmm. Like you be like begging them, just come up here and sit on my lap. I even asked Chad, like, just come here and sit here and on my lap and just chill. Hug me.
Yeah, like he goes through this phase where he just wants to play nonstop.
And so, bro, it's like on a Saturday, like Saturday night, he ain't got to go to bed early or anything. It'd be 10:30 at night, and he'd be like, "Let's run around the house and play tag." I'm like, "Bro, it's 10:30 at night, son.
All day. Okay, now it's my time to relax." I don't know. I think just parenthood in general is just incredibly. It's an incredible amount of pressure, I believe, to raise these human beings to be good people, to be, you know, like, it's just so many things, like you don't want to screw it up, but there is no manual, so you're kind of going at it from the way you were raised, the way you've seen other people do it. It's just, it's a lot to be a parent.
You wing it half the time.
You are legit winging it with love and sometimes you see people that you feel like are just killing it at parenthood, and it's like, man, what are they doing? How do they know how to do it differently? But I mean, we all parent from our experience. Like,
I think
it's just one of those things, man.
It's I think it's one of those things, crazy. Yeah, where it's like, for me, I say the most draining aspect for me is because I'm hyper vigilant with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hyper vigilant with in general. Period. Like, if we walk into a room somewhere and she could ask me 2 minutes after, hey, what was in the corner on the left? And I would be able to tell her if there's a bag, what color it was. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I just do. I'm just very hypervigilant. I look at every single person in situations.
I never knew how.
Unaware I was. I look at people. I don't know. It's just what I am. I'm used to doing it, I guess, from my time overseas. But with the kids,
It's even more
hypervigilant. So, like, you know, Reagan be running from one side of the house to the other side of the house. But I look at every single obstacle that she could trip on or anything, and like if I'm too worried about it, I would just go grab her hand and walk her to where she's going, because it would just it relieves my stress in that moment.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's probably the most draining aspect for me, because I'm just like,
you don't get to stop. You don't turn it off.
I can't turn that off. Like, that's just...
I mean, he literally has to be that way for all of us, because I'm the most unaware. He just be like, you didn't see that? Like, you didn't... Like, see what? What are you talking about? No, it's like be coming up right behind me. Like, and I'm not even trying to brag. Like, this is not a good thing, but sometimes that's how unaware I am. And I never noticed it until getting with him and how he just notices everything. And I'm like, why would you even think to even notice that? Like, how do you even? It's interesting to me because I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, like, it's just.
How do you fix that?
I mean, I think that. Yeah, I don't know.
But like to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah,
like,
situational awareness is
situational awareness. Please pass that on to our children.
Oh,
please.
I will. I always. I talk to Chad about that. I'm like,
make sure you tell Reagan too.
Yeah,
like,
I will. But yeah, so that's the most draining part for me. It's because that cannot turn that off, and I don't want to turn that off. Mm-hmm. I mean, my job as a husband and a father is to protect my family. Yeah. Like, that's it. So
where you're doing a damn good job.
Thank you, Shawty.
Thank you, Shawty.
So beautiful.
Thank you, Shawty. We need more questions.
We need more questions. Okay.
I think we just turn our podcast into the question.
We just like doing podcast. Questions, y'all.
Like, we just like it.
All right.
And we don't be having no topics. Stop.
If you could afford it at this moment, what would you buy? I mean, but that's it. You could afford it at this moment.
What is something that I, if I could afford it at this moment, I don't like afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like whatever I want to buy at this moment, I can afford. Like, yeah, and it's not even trying to sound like, oh, I got all of this money. No. Like, but the things that I want, I usually just go buy. Like, I think that if my student loans were gone, I may feel more comfortable driving a Range Rover. I can go get one right now, but I don't want a car payment. Like, I
didn't. Sport.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't.
She wants a Range Rover Sport.
Yeah. So, I mean, sure, I can afford it. I can afford a car payment, but I don't want a car payment.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I could go, like, right now, the same thing. The car that I want right now.
Or a Tesla. Like,
yeah. If I want to go buy a Tesla right now, or I want to go buy my other car that I want, then we could go and buy that.
But it's like, do I want to spend the money on that, or do I want to pay off these?
We could even buy my car, the car I want. We could even buy with cash right now. But it's not the goal right now. The goal right now is to pay off the last of our debt snowball, which is our student loan.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, afford is relative. It's not anything that I feel like that I'm just like, oh my goodness, I really want that. I genuinely,
if I could afford it right now, I would buy a beach house somewhere. I don't know where.
And a
yacht to go along with it.
And a private jet so we could be on somebody's beach.
You go.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what I
If we could
buy.
Afford it, we would buy those three items right there.
I am not at private jet status yet. Yet.
One day.
But, you know, one day we'll get there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd buy a jet so we could be out this piece without having to deal with commercial flights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Okay.
You wanna let me pick another question since you was just picking up the book and doing this.
Stop.
I know you get all these famous people questions. Okay.
Stop.
In my house, we never had enough blank.
Love. I mean, encouragement. Encouragement. I'm gonna use that.
Mm.
Yeah, encouragement.
Encouragement.
I didn't know what the heck encouragement was. Like, when I went to, except for my brother, Mark used to give me encouragement.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think I really learned, I think that's why I do it a lot now, maybe more, is like, because I see how important it is. I learned it, you know, in the military, I learned that, you know, encouraging people, you know, like, can change their day. I mean, you know, it can, and, you know, because there's some people in basic training, like I was, you know, blessed enough to be pretty athletic. And so for me, basic training was difficult, but I wasn't struggling with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, with that, I you know, but I had friends there that were in basic or people that were there with me that did struggle, you know, that were every day was a struggle for them, you know, physically. Mm. And you know, and so like just a little bit of an encouragement, you know, like, hey, you got this. I mean, just, you know, just keep moving. The goal is to keep moving. You don't have to finish. You just have to keep moving. And, you know, just encouraging people like that can change somebody's mindset, you know, like it's so important to be able to, you know, you can really change somebody's day. I mean, so I think that, encouragement, that was one thing that was missing. So, you know, so it's not, so, and what I'll say with that, it's not my parents' fault that I did bad in school.
Yeah.
It's my fault because I didn't try, but, you know, maybe with more encouragement, you know, maybe I would have seen some importance to it. But it's not their fault. I don't blame my parents for.
Yeah. For, but no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, but with some encouragement,
with
you
some
know.
With encouragement, you could.
Maybe I could have, you know, looked at things a little differently.
Yeah.
But again, life is grand. I'm where I'm supposed to be because God allowed me to go through the situations I went through. So I'm where I'm supposed to be right now, and I'm happy that I'm here.
I'm happy you're here.
That's right. Well, hey, we're going to get into our second sponsor really quick. We've talked to you about them before. We've also talked to them about on our
vlog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gay Babe TV. If you're not subscribed, go check it out. It'll be linked below as well. HelloFresh. So if you've not tried HelloFresh before, what they are, you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. So HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. You can save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store, and it's more convenient too. So they actually offer so many delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut and try new things, which that's what we suffer from, is trying to find out recipes. So they'll help with that for sure. So because HelloFresh is delivering you pre-portioned ingredients, that means you're not overbuying, and it's not a burden on the planet or your wallet, which is, you know, pretty important. So you can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. And you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. So they're actually committed to giving back. So they're committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever, and has taken an extra step to keep its employees and customers safe, including contactless delivery, tamper-proof packaging, and team member wellness checks. HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year they're stepping up food donations to local communities amid the coronavirus crisis. So that's really awesome. So for you, you can go to the link down below, whether it's the show notes or the description box, and go to HelloFresh.com/LMO80 and use code LMO80 to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. So, again, that's HelloFresh.com/LMO80. Use code LMO80 to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. So,
good stuff.
Check them out.
So, we have an Ask Gabe and Babe.
We do. We said we would.
That we were going to do. We said we was bringing them back. Do you have it pulled up?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'll read it.
All right.
Hello. Hey. My husband and I have been married for 6 years. I love my husband, but I don't like the direction our marriage has taken. One day, we were having a casual conversation about clothes. During the conversation, my husband shared with me he'd like to wear more comfortable clothes when he comes home from work. I agree. He should be comfortable at home. A few days later, he surprised me with a kilt he was wearing after his shower. It was very awkward to see my husband dressed this way, but I could see that he was visibly comfortable, so I was happy for him. He now wears nightshirts, satin nightgowns, leggings, thongs, and halter tops.
Okay, I'm not laughing, but I'm not expecting some of these right now.
I thought this was something he wanted to do periodically, but he's been dressing this way every day for the last 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Although he buys me lingerie all the time, I don't feel attractive anymore. It often feels like our roles have reversed. I know these are just clothes, but as a heterosexual woman, I miss seeing my husband dressed in boxers, tank top, basketball shorts, and all the other manly loungewear. When he comes home from work, I have to appreciate those few moments of seeing him in his work clothes before he showers. I want to support my husband through this sudden change, but it's been difficult because I'm not attracted to him and I don't feel desired, troubled. Mm. Thank you so much for reaching out and being vulnerable and sharing that, because that is tough.
I just wasn't expecting some of these.
I wouldn't expect the thongs and the leggings and the
kilt. First of all, kilts are, you know,
that's completely different.
Like, but I was just like, when you said the thong though, I was like, okay, that caught me off guard.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, have you asked him about it? What happened? Like, why all of a sudden, why do you feel so comfortable wearing nightshirts and thongs? Like, before you, like, attack or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want him to be comfortable, I get it. But it goes deeper than being just comfortable. Like, why do feminine clothes make you feel comfortable? Like, what is this? Has this always been the case? And this is just something maybe you just have hid from me all of this time?
Yeah,
like, I'm very curious
Yeah, because I mean,
all I can think of is Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
yeah, because right now I'm not, because you know, I mean, as a man and a husband, you know, the only thongs in this house is the ones that she has, that right. she's wearing, and
yeah.
and that's it. Like, you know,
yeah,
the only night shirts that she's gonna wear, that someone's gonna wear, is gonna be her. Like, my night shirt is my bare chest. Like,
yeah,
like. And some shorts. Like, I, yeah, so it is, it is very, as a man, I'm thinking that these are different choices mm-hmm. for a man to make, right? So it is different, and it is something that you would definitely, you know, without making assumptions, right?
Yeah.
Of why he's wearing these, because, you know, we don't know him. I mean, you know him better than any of us right. do, or anybody that's listening, or you know, and so, yeah, I think that you do love him. Right, that's your husband.
Yeah.
You do love him. You want to be with him, or you wouldn't have married him. So now's the time to have this conversation. That, you know, hey, this does make me feel a little weird. You know, this makes me feel undesired.
Which is major.
It's yeah, very major. And it's making me not fully understand you mm-hmm. as my husband. Right.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you have a complete right to feel that way, mm-hmm. Because that's not what you expected when he said he wanted to be more comfortable.
Right. You know? I'm like, dang, well, I didn't realize I had to ask what comfortable meant, but yeah. this is not what we discussed.
This is like, not exactly.
This ain't okay. Like, yeah. it's not okay. And if this is how you feel like you need to be,
you have to.
Then we need to talk about some things.
Just figure out what's going on.
What is more important, you feeling comfortable in the nightshirts or me feeling undesired as your wife? Like, we have to reconcile the two. Oh, we got to agree to go on about our separate ways because
yeah. we need to understand.
I can't be in a marriage where yeah. I don't feel loved. I don't feel desired. I don't feel, and I love you. I want you to be comfortable. But if you have to be by yourself to be comfortable, then we have to explore that.
Yeah. And we're not telling you to take that direction. But what we're saying that you do have to have the conversation yeah. is that.
Don't assume, just ask.
Yeah, because in my opinion, you know, and I think in Gabriel's opinion, this is not normal,
yeah.
you know, a normal thing that a man would do, right? This is not a normal choice of clothing, night clothing a man would choose.
Right.
So there's got to be a talk where you say, hey, I need to understand what's happening. Like, why mm-hmm. do you want to dress this way? Without attacking, it's going to be
yeah.
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you're going to need to be saying, you know, why do you want to dress this way? You know, do we need to talk about, is there, you know, is it just, we, you need to have a deep conversation. What's the deeper reason?
There are men out there that cross dress and they have wives that are okay with it and they can make it work. But I think that
they've had a conversation about it.
I mean, to get there, something obviously has to be said. Like, you know, for me to accept that, I need to know where it comes from. Like, why does this make you feel more comfortable? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What is the deeper meaning behind you? You don't want to just throw on some thongs and some leggings. Like,
nobody
something about that makes you feel some kind of way. And no, it's like you yeah. want that feeling when you come home from work. It's like you are itching to be your true self.
Exactly.
So what does your true self entail?
What does that mean?
And
if there's anybody in the world that he should want to be able to open, he should be able to open up to, it should be you. It should be you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to start with letting him know that, yes, I want you to be comfortable, but the way that you're dressing has made me a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so we need to talk about why you're dressing this mm-hmm. way, how it affects me, and what do we do to compromise where everybody yeah. is in a comfortable place, because that's what's important. Because mm-hmm. it's not just for him to be comfortable. When you're in a marriage, you have to make sure that you both are comfortable.
Right.
And it's each other's job to help make each other comfortable, facilitate that.
Yeah.
But that also means hard conversations and awkward conversations might have to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely an awkward conversation. And hopefully he is receptive and doesn't get defensive and that doesn't turn into a whole other thing. But if he does get defensive, then I feel like that's all you need to know.
Yeah, if he gets defensive,
like,
based on the questions that I feel like you have a complete 100% yeah. right to ask in our opinion, then yeah, that tells you more. Sometimes when somebody don't want to answer the question, it's mm-hmm. deeper
yeah.
that's kind of the answer you need anyway.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, okay, that gives me all the answer that I need to proceed. Am I going to stay here for this, or am I going to, you know, look at other options, or do we need to be, you know, visiting counseling? Like, what is it that we need to be seeking? You know, what is the end game here?
Yeah.
Like.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And then if you do, you know, if you do have, you know, obviously pray, you know, pray about it before you do it, before you actually have that conversation, pray about it. So that you can come to him with a, you know, with a, you know, a kind heart, you know, with a kind tone,
not accusatory,
not coming to him with being hurt or feeling, you know, try to come to him in a way that you guys can have a, you know, that your goal when you come to someone with a conversation, I think, is to always try to do your part to facilitate a healthy conversation.
Yeah.
You can't control how the other person reacts, but you can definitely control how you react.
Absolutely.
or how you approach it. So pray for that. Pray for that ability to come into it with an open, you know, open heart and be able to, you know.
Yeah, because it's going to set the tone for how the rest of the conversation goes.
It is.
And, yeah. I mean, we can assume all the things about him and why he wants to wear these. But, I mean, we don't know. You don't know until you ask
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
So, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one. That's a very tough one.
Yeah, I don't know how I would handle it. But
it definitely wasn't what we were expecting to read. We sometimes skim the emails. We don't always read them completely because we try to just answer them in the moment.
Yeah.
but we just, we're praying for you. We're praying for your family. We're praying for, you know, a good, healthy conversation.
Yeah. And if anybody has dealt with this,
please
share your experience or, you know, whatever, because it may be helpful to the viewer slash listener to see other people's perspective. Like, this is nothing that I've dealt with or that we've dealt with, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that has. Like, we know that there is. So
know that.
Yeah.
Know that you're not the first person to ever deal with something like this. And there are people out there that I'm sure can help.
Yeah.
So we hope that someone can offer some guidance, you know, positive guidance and some ideas there to make it easier to address.
Yeah. And keep us updated.
Yes.
Do we have another one?
No.
We don't?
Nope.
Beb just trying to end the podcast. Why are you trying to end the podcast, John?
Because I'm trying to end the podcast.
I know why you're trying to end the podcast.
Why do you think I'm trying to end the podcast? We got a little bit before we need to go pick up Chad Jr.
See how he do, y'all? I'm trying to give y'all more ass game, babe. He trying to get it on.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more of game.
Well, yes. I guess that's all we have for today.
Put my foot down.
You legit said no. I was not expecting you to say no. I was like, yeah, let's do another one. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to come back with more ass game, babes, next week. Please keep them coming. Send them to us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at letsmakeoutpod. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at letsmakeoutpodcast.
That's right.
You can,
what else?
You know.
Rate and review us.
Leave it in the comments.
Yes, we appreciate all of your topic suggestions.
We're always taking those because we have been slacking on our pimping lately.
But we appreciate y'all. We appreciate you rocking with us. We hope that each one of these podcasts gives you just a little bit of, you know, a little piece of us that you didn't know, or maybe just a piece of that you enjoy from us. And then also some guidance,
even if you leave with a smile on your face,
face,
even if we made you laugh, then we've done what we needed to do.
That's the goal. Positivity, y'all.
Yes, we all need that. Okay, so
that's right.
Have a wonderful day, and we will see you same time next week.
That's right.